Greetings to the automatically deleted husband. I've slipped and stumbled today, so I'm going to be quick. I just did notice that, from that reliable news agency, the Babylon Bee, DOJ arrests Sam Bankman-Fried for running out of bribery money. And, that's obviously a humorous statement and whatnot. But, it is a reality in the sense of you get into a collective. Once you can't support that collective, you could be in trouble. It's kind of like when you're in the collective of the institutional church. And if you do any challenge to it or whatnot, you could be arrested. because indeed the followers of Christ, in obedience to 1 Corinthians 6, they send the police to intimidate you, and of course they will put up restraining orders to keep you from seeing your kids, because you're in love with your kids, and that's so all those things are, that's bad, that's really bad. That's why 1 Corinthians 6 says the Christian should go to the state, right? Did I get that right? Do I have a flaw in that reasoning? Am I thinking right here? Anyway. Just real quick, I did hear a comment a few days ago. I think it was on the Duran. This is a podcast I listen to occasionally that talks about world events, and it's a lot more serious than it's quite good. But there was a comment made. I think it was there how the U. Somebody said, I don't think it was them. I think one of their commenters said, the U.S. is migrating more and more into the mold of the USSR. And I thought, yes, I pointed that out, didn't I? So again, I'm not the only one who has seen this happen. But of course, great is Artemis at the Americans. I understand it did splash down. I find it fascinating because, back in the, just starting in the 60s and so forth, the spacecraft, we would shoot up. I think it even started with Mercury. It was true with Gemini, and it was true with Apollo, and true with Artemis, where when it returns, we splash down into the water. So that's why they call it splashdown, and they make a big splash. And then, of course, Navy is there to pick them up. And that's been the norm. Russia, China, and SpaceX and whatnot, they land on dirt. Which I find fascinating because I've watched some of those. I don't think I've seen the Russian. I've seen the Chinese one. I've seen some of the SpaceX ones coming down. And when they come down, it's this big huge thing drops down to the ground and poof. It's described like an elevator. It is about that much of a bang when you get to the bottom. It's really, the technology and to do that is just fascinating. But one last thing, I have pointed out the issues in the UK where they have arrested some pastors for saying that, I'm sorry, it's only man and a woman. There is no other sexes. They've arrested some. There was one gentleman who was, I think, a school teacher or whatnot. And he got arrested, I think, or persecuted or intimidated, whatever. And I think the issue with him is he may have been a little bit forceful or vocal or something of that nature. So it may have been more than just, you can be on the right side of things, but you can do it in the wrong way. I don't know if that's true or not. Obviously, in Canada, there's been several cases because it's illegal in Canada to quote, for example, Leviticus about homosexuality. That'll get you in trouble and so forth. But the thing I noticed now is one of the things that's happening is, within the Orthodox Church, you have the Greek Orthodox, you have the Russian Orthodox, and I don't know when they kind of separated, but they do have the Pope. It's like the Coptics have a Pope, and obviously the Roman Catholics have a Pope. But when the tension started, decades ago between at the fall of the Soviet Union, there was some tension that started between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Church within Ukraine. Well, actually, not the Church within Ukraine. Apparently, the Ukrainian government. That was amplified greatly over the years. And right now, the persecution level is skyrocketing. And because, you know, I just saw a little blurb there that people were being criticized for singing towards Jesus Christ as opposed to singing the Ukrainian national anthem. And several pastors, or, you know, whatever they call them, have been blacklisted. They may end up on the Ukrainian government's kill list, but assets seized and things of that nature. So it gets to the point, you know, there's my Kaiser Kuyas video. We see that in those places. Do we see it in the U.S.? Well, yes, but I think we see it in a different way. We see it in the U.S. I think you can, if you do some research on this, you can find Senator Johnson, who later became President Johnson, but in the 1950s, he promoted the idea that became the 501c3, or excuse me, 501c3, 3c4, whatever it is, that puts the church and state kind of glues them together. For tax reasons and things of that nature. Again, the same reason one of the reasons why the state put in the American Uniform Marriage and Marriage Licensing Acts in the 1920s was in order to have the state involved in the licensing process so you can claim that you're married for taxes, which was just introduced at the same time, you know, the federal income tax. So that got the state's hands into marriage. And in the same way, Senator Johnson at the time wanted to have the tax relationship with the institutional church in order to say, well, if you give money to the church, well, you want to be able to write it off in your taxes. That should be tax exempt. And so it sounds like a good idea. I give $100 to the church and I can take $100 off my gross income for my taxes. Well, isn't that nice? God bless our government, right? What is that doing? The reality is what that does is now you report to the state. The state has their fingers in, just like their state has their fingers in marriage. And obviously the reality is the state doesn't have your fingers in marriage at all. Because, you know, as I point out, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. There is no state involvement, period. Nor is there any involvement by the institutional church, because there is no ceremony. It's a celebration of a marriage in the Bible. No ceremony. However, in the same way, you do the same thing with the taxes in order to get the state. And now, if you, there have been cases where, well, you know, you can't say certain things within the institutional church because otherwise you threaten your tax exempt status. You know, so therefore you cannot say something political. Well, actually, you cannot say something political if it violates whoever's in power. It's not really if it's political. If whoever's in power likes what you say, fine, go ahead and say it. But if you say something that can be considered political, your tax exempt status is could be under review, and this has happened more than once. So they get their fingers in place. These are the techniques that are done in the U.S., and I would suggest this will happen even more. So the issue with marriage, ignore. Again, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. Doesn't matter what the state does. Simply ignore them. In the same way, if you want to donate to the institutional church, fine, do it. And don't let the state know. And I did that for the last several years as I was still involved in the institutional church. I got in the habit of the tithe became cash. So this institutional church had no record of my tithe. Nor did the state, because it's none of their business. And this temptation, well, if I can do it, I can save in taxes. I'm sorry, no. What they're doing, you know, again, this is, I know, it's a bad thought, but it was practicing what you preach. And that was, well, obviously well over 10 years ago, because the last time I did a tithe was to Covenant Presbyterian, which is actually who I sent my postcard today to. Anyway, But, you know, I had resolved when I got, and I think it was about the time we arrived there and we became members and so forth, I resolved they will not have any record of my tithe. And I did tithe. But it's kind of like, it's nobody's business. It's between me and the Lord. It's not between me and the institution. So I did that for however long we were there. But then, you know, obviously I go one step further now and say the tithe is theft. So, but that's another issue. But the point is, when you see what's happened in the UK and Canada, what you see what's happening in Ukraine right now, and it's happened in other places. But, and of course you see the encroachment over the decades in the institutional church by the US government. And you have that history, the Kaiser Kurios history, where you would have to say Caesar is Lord, or they would kill you. As opposed to Jesus is Lord. And the state is not the Lord. Jesus is my one and only Lord. Not compromise on that. And the question is, are you willing to not compromise on that? And pay a price, whether it's being shunned, arrested, assets seized, frozen, whatever, or death. Are you okay with saying, well, if I compromise a bit, at least they won't kill me? I would suggest, if you look at history, a whole bunch of people died because they said, I will not compromise. Jesus Christ is my Lord, period. So allow me to say this. Jesus Christ is my Lord, period. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I doubt you will find anyone around you. I mean, there's no evidence anyone around you would. They may say that, but actually live that. My lady, I love you and I want you back.